This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. After weeks of anticipation, the Academy Awards is finally upon us, right? Everyone's been holding their breath, waiting to know. 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, Oscars will be handed out. Acceptance speeches will be cut off by either a hook or a playoff of music. Here to tell us about this year's show, which will be on ABC, is Rafer Guzman, Takeaway movie contributor and film critic for Newsday. Well, they've been promoting a lot the two hosts this year, Steve Martin. And we also have Alec Baldwin. Now, Steve Martin, we've seen before. What are we expecting from these two hosts?
I think, I hate to say this because Steve Martin is a hero of mine. I mean, his early comedy albums changed my life. But I think we're going to be looking to Alec Baldwin to bring the fun for these things. I feel like Steve Martin's, he's been in a sort of a morose period lately. You know, he's been writing books like Shop Girl and things like that. And I don't know if you saw It's Complicated, but Alec Baldwin steals that movie, and he's hilarious in it.
He's a funny guy.
He really is. And he has the new reputation of being this comedic genius. Yeah. So I think he'll be the one to watch.
Okay, so I'm wondering, what do you think about the structure of the Oscars? You know, they always try to do something every year to get the ratings up. What surprises are we expecting this year?
I don't really know. I think they've been a little tight-lipped on some of this stuff. I think what's going to be interesting is Mark Shaiman is the musical director. Now, if you don't know who he is, he's a Broadway veteran. Hairspray is probably his biggest, most best-known thing right now. Do you remember Billy Crystal's great Oscar medleys?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Mark Shaiman wrote those. Oh. And he's back. And here's what's interesting. So he could do a good squeeze down of all the Oscar-winning songs.
They got to make it quick.
Songs.
They have 10... nominees.
But he's refusing, he says, I think he's serious, he's refusing to play off anyone in the middle of an acceptance speech.
Wow, really?
So who will make that cut, I don't know. But Mark Shaiman apparently says he will not be doing that.
And the question is, who is going to actually take advantage of that, since he's made that a public announcement?
That's right.
Who's most likely to get up there and not stop talking?
Sandra Bullock, that's my guess. That's my guess.
All right, so we're going to get the quick rundown from you on who you think is going to win. All right, Best Picture.
Got to be Avatar.
Okay. Best Actress?
Best Actress, I think, is going to be Sandra Bullock.
Really?
I think she's going to get that one for The Blind Side.
Okay, so Best Actor?
Best Actor will definitely be Jeff Bridges from Crazy Heart.
Okay, that's kind of a giveaway. Best Supporting Actress?
Supporting Actress, I think, will definitely be Monique from Precious.
Precious,
and deservedly so, I'd say.
And that's I agree with you there. Best Supporting Actor?
Best Supporting Actor is going to be Christoph Waltz from Inglourious Bastards. Yeah, I think he's just got it in the bag. I think he first of all, that movie wouldn't have been half as fun without him. He steals every single scene, and he's fantastic. And a total unknown here. He's 53. He's been acting for quite a while. After that movie came out, he appeared in a lot of industry magazine covers. There was a big groundswell of support for him, and I think he's going to be the one to take it home.
Okay, so which of those winners that you just named off do you think shouldn't win?
Oh, I hate to say it, but I really don't think Sandra Bullock should be winning Best Supporting.
Sorry, you mean Best Acting?
Thank you, Rafer.
Actress.
Thank you, Rafer.
I just don't see that, and I think Carey Mulligan is up in that category, and she is so good in An Education. She's so wonderful in that. I like Sandra Bullock. I really do. I just don't think this is an Oscar-winning performance.
I like Sandra Bullock too, but I have to agree with you. Maybe this shouldn't be the one she should win for. All right. Well, the Oscar's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday on ABC. Rafer Guzman, thanks again. He's a Takeaway movie contributor and the film critic for Newsday.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.